And now, you may have heard the news reports during the week of birds in Mexico using cigarette butts to line their nests. Dr. Constantino Macias García is a researcher from the National Autonomous University of Mexico, and he's on the line now to tell us about his research. Good afternoon, Constantino. Can you tell me about your discovery?
Well, we discovered that they are two species of them are lining their nests with fibers from discarded cigarette butts. So they use the material that makes up the filter of the cigarette to line up the nest. And as a consequence, they have fewer parasites, fewer mites and lice that normally infest the nests.
During the breeding season?
Yes, yes.
Now, tell me, do the birds know that these cigarette butts are keeping away the bugs, so to speak?
Well, it is very unlikely. They may perceive it, but I don't know whether there is any need for them to make the association. They may be collecting this material because it's fluffy and resembles fur or feathers that make good use because of thermal properties. Or they may indeed be collecting it because it smells right, because it may have this pungent smell of nicotine. And it may be that nicotine is what is actually driving away the bugs. But that is something we do not know. So it's the stuff of the research that we are going to conduct in the following breeding season.
Now, which species are you looking at?
There are two species. One is the common house sparrow, the one that was introduced from Europe. And the other one is the house finch, which is another songbird that is very, very common in the North American cities.
Now, you looked at 60 nests, I believe. Did all 60 nest sites have these cigarette butts in them?
Well, about 90% of them had, in varying amounts. So there were some that had very little of this material. They don't have the butts themselves. They destroy the butt and take up the fibers of cellulose that make the filter. Now, that material, the equivalent to very many cigarettes, what had been added to some of the nests, in excess of 40 in some cases. But in most cases, it was just like the equivalent to like 10 or so. There's a great variation in the amount of material that was added to the nests.
And is this the first year you noticed it?
Well, it had been actually mentioned in the literature that cigarette butts were being used by some birds in cities, but it had never been investigated, the possible link between this and the parasites. So this is really the first one. The reason we were interested in looking at the nests was because in the cities there are different materials to the ones that they could find normally in nature. Mm-hmm. And we were wondering whether these materials were being harmful, like plastics that may make the nest less comfortable or more damp. But instead we found this material and we decided to investigate what was the consequence.
And then when you were looking at the nest to see how many nests had this material in it, did you also look at how many eggs they were laying, how many offspring were getting out of the nest? Was it having any impact on the birds themselves, apart from deterring the bugs?
Well, we were not looking at that because we did not know when exactly were they lining the nests with these materials. There doesn't seem to be an association. Nests with and without or with little and a lot of cigarette butt material were producing chicks. What we don't know is what was the condition of those chicks. So we want to look at two aspects, or perhaps three aspects, of this interaction of the birds with the butts. One is to see whether there is an effect in the health of the chicks from being exposed to these materials. And the other is whether all the species that nests in the city can make use of the same material to fend off bugs.
Constantine, we had a camera on a blue tit's nest here. We've had it on for several years here in Dublin. A blue tit is what I think you probably call a chickadee over there.
Now, in the US, yes, that's true.
Yeah. Now, we found that this chickadee is used to bring in plant material, aromatic plant material. Now, it turns out when we looked into it that lots of birds bring in aromatic material as a way of deterring possible parasites and invaders of the nest. So is this behaviour you're looking at entirely new, or is it an adaptation of an existing bird behaviour where they go around looking for aromatic things to help deter the bugs?
Right. This is a very, very good question, and we don't know. But our first guess, and in fact what led us into this part of the research, was the knowledge that indeed blue tits and starlings and other birds add fresh plant material to the nest. And it has been known that one function may be to reduce the numbers of parasites, although there may be other hypotheses as to why they bring this green material. The problem is that we're not certain whether they are doing the same behavior. I did call the paper using new materials for an old recipe, because my impression is that we don't need a new explanation for this, that this may indeed be an urban manifestation of a behavior that takes place in nature. But we don't know. It may well be that they actually are just using the buds to line the nest because they are warm. And we have to test these possibilities experimentally. My personal hunch is that would be the case, but I cannot say for certain just now.
I was just looking. You said you found 60 nests with the cigarette material in it. Do you think they used that in preference to plant material? Was there plant material and cigarette butt material? Or do you think if they got enough cigarette butts, they didn't need to go looking for pieces of moss and plant material that they would otherwise use?
I think the latter. I think what happens is that the availability of the normal plants they might use is very reduced in the city, whereas at the same time, the availability of cigarette butts is very large. And I think that may well explain why they are using the butts. It may be a third possibility. It may be that they actually get the two benefits from the butts. It may be that they get the butts because they are warm, and that they get them also because they are driving away the parasites.
But the 10% that had no cigarette butts in them, did they have plant material or did they have neither of the things?
They have nothing at all. Now, sometimes when they add plant material, they add fresh plant material. And we were looking into the materials towards the end of the second brood. So even if they had added some green leaves, they could have withered by the time we collected the nest. So we cannot rule out that they were adding some green plant material.
Did you test the nest then for bugs afterwards? Because when the babies were gone, there would be still parasites left in the nesting material. So did you test the actual empty nests to see what parasites were left?
We did two things. First, we attracted parasites to some heat traps, which were laced either with cigarette fibers, filter fibers that had been smoked or non-smoked. And we attracted far fewer parasites to the ones that contain the fibers that had been smoked. But we also collected the nests at the end of the second clutch and looked at the correlation between the amount of bud material and the number of parasites. And there was a very, very strong negative correlation. So it means that the ones that did not have the fibers had more parasites.
Constantine, we had a magpie here in Dublin, a nest some years ago, entirely composed of bits of wire. Mm. And now magpies in our part of the world build with twigs, pieces of branches and so forth. But this one, presumably, there was a shortage of branches in its area, so we built entirely of wire, coat hangery things and stuff discarded by builders and the like. Now, it seems that in your case, would you accept the hypothesis that the birds, first of all, were short of normal building materials and suddenly found the cigarette butts, this most discarded of objects all over the world in cities, is the cigarette butt, and they found this and they found a use for it, and then that those that had cigarette butts in the nest deterred parasites and their young did better. So over time, the ones that happened to use cigarette butts happened to produce more young because there were fewer bugs, and that became the norm, a mechanism operating indirectly. Not that the birds detected the aromatic properties of nicotine.
Well, but that is a possibility, yet I could be hesitant to accept it, because there are very many other materials that they add, like paper. They can add paper bits. And also fur or hair is very common in the cities. as well as the feathers that the birds produced. So it seems to me unlikely that there was a shortage of materials that led to the use of birds that then led to the selective advantage.
Now, you've got a very big population in Mexico. Does everybody smoke? Do people not smoke?
No,
what's the situation?
No, in fact, there's fewer people smoking in Mexico now than in Spain or France. There have been strong regulations against smoking in public places for longer than in most European countries. So it has been a reduction in the amount of smoking in Mexico compared to other places. So that may not be an explanation in this case. Yeah, although in the past there was a lot of smoking.
And discarded butts, as we were talking about earlier. But we were in touch with Birdwatch Ireland here, the conservation body in Ireland, and they say they don't have any reports of birds using cigarette butts in their nests as nest material. Having said that, I remember a couple of years ago down at Druids Glen, which is a golf resort in County Wicklow, not far from Dublin, a bird nesting in a wall-mounted ashtray, a blue tit.
Oh, you're right.
So they're not averse to going near cigarette butts and the remnants of cigarettes. But at any rate, it's interesting. So thank you very much indeed, Constantino.
No, thank you. And thank you very much for calling me.
Constantino, thank you very much indeed. Our number is 1-850-715-900. You can email mooney@rte.ie. We were talking earlier about a discovery, house sparrows bringing cigarette butt ends into their nests, tearing them apart and use the fibres for lining in the nest. And it was believed by the researchers in Mexico that these are deterring parasites. Lots and lots of pigeon fanciers have been in touch with the programme to say, yes, that's absolutely true. So we've got Thomas Daniel, who's secretary of the Sarsfield Pigeon Club in Ballyfermot, on the line. Hi, Thomas, how are you?
Hi, Derek.
Now, cigarette butts in pigeons' nests. Tell me more.
No. We use tobacco stalks.
Tobacco stalks?
Yeah. We buy them from the local suppliers. The tobacco stalks just act as a deterrent for parasites. Red moyer and nothing will live in them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we use them.
What's a tobacco stalk? Is it a part of a plant?
It's obviously the part of the tobacco plant. It's the part that they throw away, they discard.
Oh, the stalk of the leaf, I suppose.
Yes, the stalk of the leaf, yeah.
So you get these for free and you don't pay tax on them?
Oh, no, yes. We buy them. No, they're in bundles. You'll have to ask Henry.
Yeah, and the pigeons then put them in the nests themselves?
Oh, yeah, you just break them up and disperse them around the loft and the pigeons will pick them up and use them as nesting material. In years gone by, you'd use straw and stuff like that, but with the fact that the tobacco stalks would act as a parasite deterrent, you'd use them. It makes sense to use them.
Tobacco invented, used nicotine as a way of deterring the plant, used to deter parasites, presumably, from eating it when it was growing. I wonder if other plants do it to the same extent. Have we got a biochemist out there who might be able to comment on this? It's an interesting thing. The whole thing hinges on the pyrethrin,
pyrethrin nicotine. Pyrethrin is a parasite, is a, what you call a pesticide you get from pyrethrin. I saw them grown when we were in Rwanda. They're like big daisies. Mm. And they were all these places. Well,
where do you get them from, Thomas, these tobacco stalks?
You get them from any of the pigeon supply places. You know, you had Henry Bourne on the show before. But any of the places, Jeffrey Bourne, Kevin Doyle, any of the corn store here in Ballyfermot, any of them, the whole lot themselves, they just come in bundles. You budget for it's maybe €3 for a bundle.
Why do you use it exactly? To keep the parasites at bay, is it? Or is it just
it
nesting
just keeps,
material? Just
convenient the red moyer, our parasites won't live in. So it's obviously just used in nature as a weapon without having to buy any sprays or anything, you know.
Yeah, any insecticides. And basically what this does is prove that there's something in it. So this could help our friend in Mexico with his research that the pigeon fanciers are doing this. There's absolutely definitely something in this, and the birds may not just be using the fibres from the butt ends for lining, that they may be using it for this very reason to deter the parasites. Thomas, thank you very much indeed. That was Thomas Daniel, who's secretary of the Sarsfield Pigeon Club in Ballyfermot.